What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. We got your beautiful host, Gabrielle Kelly, and you already know it's your boy, Jay Kelly. Hey, we're back again Tuesday with another episode for you guys. So y'all sit back, buckle up, and let's get it going. All right, babe. So what's on the agenda today?
What's on the agenda?
Yeah, what we got going.
It is Saturday, but really it's Tuesday. You guys are listening to
this. It's Saturday, but it's really Tuesday.
Well, look, it's Saturday filming this, but y'all are watching this on a Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday night. You're probably in the toilet eating some hot Cheetos.
I know I would be in the toilet just taking a dookie listening to this. That's how I normally do it anyway.
You know, you stay in the damn toilet for hours. I don't, why do men just go to the freaking restroom?
I want to understand.
They take the longest
time.
So
what do you think? I just want to know, in your mind, I want to see if you're really like a toxico. Or like, what do you think we're doing?
I just really think you're in there taking your sweet ass time just to kind of get away from the chaos from the kids.
So no, it's definitely not that. I'm just literally in there because my stomach hurts. I'm not finna poop and get up. I'm not finna do that. I'm finna sit there.
I think it's because when I use the restroom, let
my cheeks warm up the lid. You know, because it's cold.
Not all women, but some women, they don't take that long. You know me, I'm kind of like a little bunny. Look. It's like bloop bloop bloop.
Yeah, like, when I first met you and you did that, I was like, did you poop or pee?
And I know they are pretty quick, huh?
How did you do number two so fast?
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Is that a female thing? Because I can't do it. I have to sit there, let it marinate, let it come down slow.
It's because
hit the toilet bowl, slide down into the water.
It's because you're pushing out anacondas and it's not normal. I don't think it's normal. I don't think that's normal. And he takes pictures.
No, guys. I don't.
He takes pictures. If you go to his camera roll on his phone, he has like different pictures of poops. Why do men do
it's
this?
It's not. Okay. Now you're making it seem like really bad, which I only take a picture because it's like super big. And I'm like, whoa.
But it's like, you guys take it like, it's like a...
I don't know if all dudes do that. So you're busting me out.
Like, you guys are so proud
You're busting me out on here.
But
like
why are you guys so proud of it? But anyways, we're not going to be on this podcast talking about how big your doo-doos are.
Well, I would hope so because you're the one that brought it up. I don't know why. Editor, please edit that out. Blast me, bro.
Oh my gosh. But you know what, y'all, we wanted to cover today. I know we've covered a lot of about social media, like our lives, like how we first met, all that. I think one of the main things that we want to cover that we have not talked about yet is how our kids changed our lives. Like, what's the meaning behind Mom Said, Dad Said? I feel like it's not like all who we are. Like, we're not just parents. Like, of course, we're more than that. We're, you know, we're wife and husband. We're best friends. We're life partners, you know, business partners, etc.
Acquaintances.
But the main reason how it even all got here was because of our kids. I feel like when I was 18, when we first met, and you were 21.
You got her pregnant 3 months later.
I got pregnant 3 months later. 3 months. I only knew this man for 3 months and I got pregnant with Nevaeh. Were we even dating? No, we were dating. Yes.
I had asked you.
Yeah, you asked me like,
be my girlfriend. You want to be my girlfriend?
He asked me like my boyfriend. He asked me to be his girlfriend around November, like around Thanksgiving. I remember
too.
Of 2015. But anywho, when
you had the pigtails? The red ones.
So I got pregnant 3 months later and I only knew him for 3 months. So freaking crazy, so scary. Crazy. Didn't even know if I was gonna spend the rest of my life with this man.
No, she knew. She said, give me a baby.
Whatever.
Guys, don't let her cap you, bro. She likes to sit up here and just like cap all day. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, give me a baby.
Jay, shut up. Like,
I was like, whoa.
He's so
let me think about this. Okay.
No, so Sorry. It was weak pullout game, but okay. Anyways, what are you gonna say? What did you always say?
Yeah, wasn't pulling out. Look at it. Sorry. Not sorry.
Oh my god.
So it can't be considered weak pullout game if I wasn't trying.
Okay, well, explain Jeremiah.
Okay, now that was Jeremiah was definitely like, what?
Yeah,
blew our mind.
But anywho, when we first found out we were becoming parents, like, we were so freaking excited, but we were also so scared. I was still like, what? I turned 19 in December, pregnant with my first. I didn't even have like, I mean, I did have a job, but I didn't have like plans of what I really wanted to do in life. Like, I was still going to school, still trying to figure things out. But when Nevaeh was first born, it definitely changed our lives. I feel like it all results to where we're at now. Like, our kids definitely changed our lives. So when we first had Nevaeh, we had so many goals. We had so many goals to make.
And we had some goals. What was some of the goals?
We had goals. Like, we wanted, you know, us to be wealthy and like set, not struggling.
Yeah, we did want to.
But we did struggle, and like we covered in last episode, yes, we went through the struggles, but having a kid, it definitely changed my whole mindset. It changed my whole mindset of how life is, because when I wasn't pregnant, when I was just a regular 18-year-old having
just
my
taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's all it was just preparing, like, we were preparing ourselves really for this world. You know, of course, with guidance from the parents and XYZ.
I think when I was 18, I was really in a dark place in my life where Jay wasn't there for that. But when he met me, I feel like he saved me. He saved me. My kids saved me. I feel like I was in a really, really, really like dark place where I still had a job. I still went to school, but I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. Like, my mindset was just not there. Yeah, I went to school, but I went to school just to like have fun. Like, I didn't have the mindset like of what I wanted to do. I went to school
party girl
every single day during the week, weekend.
And so that's the thing. When I met Gabby, I had those experiences, and you know, I mean, she tells me all the time, but I told her, you didn't miss nothing. Trust me, you didn't miss out on nothing.
I know, yeah.
Going to those parties, it was cool, but most of those parties got shot up. Something happened. It just, like, I was just like, Gabby, trust me, here, Clarksville, nah. Like, I don't, it's probably like that, it's everywhere, but no, part of that partying stage, I told her, I was like, look, you didn't miss nothing.
I was definitely in my party era, like.
She was hard.
It was to the point where it was kind of like scary, you guys. I wasn't drinking to have fun. That's the thing. I was drinking to kind of like take away everything that I've been through. And I think I've suffered a lot of things mentally that I don't really talk about. But I do talk about now, and I'm very open about it with my husband.
Malfunction. Finish.
So I think there's a lot of like mental like things that I was going through. Like I don't know why that happened, but everything happens for a reason, and I feel like everything that I went through in life is a lesson. But let's just say when I first met Jay, he definitely saved me. A lot of my friends would wonder, like, why are you not going out anymore? Like, oh, is he controlling you? Because they're used to my past relationships.
And look, I'm not gonna sit here and like sugarcoat and lie. I had my toxic traits.
He didn't trust anybody.
I'm a light skinned guy. You know how they say.
He went through his toxic traits, and I'm glad you are actually admitting that.
I will admit, I was very young. I was toxic. I just didn't believe in, if me and Gabby were talking, you know, her friends, I definitely hear one of our kids screaming.
Nova is definitely screaming.
Yeah.
All right, we got to pause this.
Let's pause this one real quick, guys. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. There was a malfunction. You know,
why she was crying? Like, why? Not even crying, but like yelling.
Why?
Because the show turned off. The learning
show.
That's
the life of toddlers. I swear, like, Nova's toddler tantrum, she's like definitely in the terrible two era, and she is literally she's like, she breaks down for any little thing, and it's like, you know, because they don't know how to express themselves yet, you know. She's like more of like just crying.
She don't know how to use those words.
We're trying to get her to use her words before she just has a mental breakdown.
Yeah, because that's what all she resorts to. If she can't figure it out,
she screams.
Scream. So that's what we're on with this last child of ours. That's why we're kind of like, do we want another one? But back to what I was saying, guys. Yeah, I was at that time, I was on my toxic traits as far as like, I just believed that, you know, if she was, you know, when we were dating, you know, I didn't want her going out with some of the guys that she was with, you know,
but
they're friends.
But
they're
end up being right, right about those guys though. Cause he was always
so some of the guys
me.
That she had as friends were not friends. And I, it's funny because I tell Gabby because I used to be that guy that used to be close to girls. And as soon as they mess up with their dude that they're with, boom, guess who's in there? Oh, but I'm a friend. Yeah, I used to be one of those.
I used to think he was just being, I mean, like you said, you do admit that you had toxic traits. Yeah. And yeah, sometimes you were kind of a little too much where I was like, look, you need to slow your roll.
A little too much.
But we learned and we communicated and we're like, okay, like this is not going to happen. Because Jay knows that also, like, we have both our boundaries. Like, I have my boundaries, he has his, and we both respect each other's boundaries. But when we were younger, we didn't know how to, like, do it. Like, I don't know, like, do it. How do you explain it? We didn't really know how to communicate the right way. We always resulted to arguing or yelling at each other. And that was never the right way. Like I say, marriages are not perfect. Me and Jay had our things like in the past where we've gone through that, where we've argued. Yes, couples argue. But our communication with each other now you could not tell us anything like back then. Like back then, like you would be like, wow, you guys have growth, because we definitely do. Like I said, a lot of it has to do with the way he was raised, the way I was raised. And we just both have to come together and break those generational curses.
And that's what we came. That's what's working for us, is we want to break generational curse.
Break generational curses. Every time. Yeah. And we all just don't want to kind of be like, oh, well, I grew up with this, so I think it's okay. Like, no, we got to kind of show our kids too, like, hey, like we make our mistakes too. We have our things where we're like, okay, yeah, we get overwhelmed and, you know, but we also try to work on those things. So our kids don't think that it's okay just to result to yelling or arguing or whatever, thinking that it's like, okay to do that with a man. Or
what we're doing right now is we're trying not to have disagreements
in front of them.
In front of them. There
yeah.
You go.
And that's one thing we're working on. Like, we're still a working process and like, we're not perfect. We're not perfect by all means. I feel like all of us parents go through freaking breakdowns, like where you just want to go and scream in your pillow. And
it's hard, bro.
It's like, so hard, especially when you have just like little humans that just need you for everything, you know? And they need, and that's why with us, like, we try to communicate and try to resolve a healthy way, because also we also want to be healthy too for ourselves. I feel like a lot of that stress and anxiety and all that has been causing a lot of health issues lately with myself. And that's something that I don't really talk about. I've actually suffered from thyroid disease, hypothyroid. And I got diagnosed with this in high school, but my levels were actually fine when I weaned off of the medication, the Synthroid medication. And then I ended up getting pregnant. So I had to get back on Synthroid medication. And after pregnancy, they checked my blood. Obviously I got off of that medication. And now I have to get checked again, because every time I'm pregnant, my thyroid just levels are just crazy. But now that I'm experiencing some weird stuff with me, like I feel more tired, breaking out. I told my husband, I was like, I need to stop stressing. It's kind of hard to not stress.
She stresses over the anxiety. A lot of little things too.
And it's more because like I worry so much about my kids every single day. I feel like when we the moment from that we wake up, the moment that we go to sleep, I think about those kids. I worry. I even still check all my kids' rooms to make sure they're still breathing and all that. You just because you just never
that's
know.
Just, I, that's that just, motherly instinct yes, to do that. But there's no, I just don't think you don't need to be stressing about it.
And I know it's hard to kind of tell a mom not to stress about your kids.
Mom, chill out, bro.
Especially if they get sick. Like, I feel like my kids got sick so much lately, and like
Yeah, we have been mad on that a lot.
There's just so much that results to all this, and that's why me and Jay come together and kind of like, okay, we need to work on these things, especially for our health and also for, you know, our kids, you know, mm-hmm. they look up to us and you don't want them to just carry those traits on to themselves. So, yeah, back to what we were saying about the toxic traits, like, yeah, we had our ways or whatever, and we worked on those things. But as we got older and, you know, had more kids, they definitely changed our whole mindset for everything. The way we want our lives to be, our goals.
When we had Nevaeh, our first one, how did everything, when we came home with her, right? Mm-hmm. At our, what was it, second apartment we were at?
Yeah.
How did that change you?
I just feel like I had a whole responsibility.
A different responsibility now.
I have a whole child. Not
just taking care of yourself. You got
to
take care of.
To take care of and nurture for and stuff. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, she, but it was for the better. Like, my life, the way I view things was just so crazy. Like, of course, I still worked when I had her. He would work mornings. I would work nights to kind of make do because we were living check to check.
Man, what's crazy about that is before she was here, I had this was our first apartment. I had lost my job, and ever since I lost my job, it was a good job, you know. I mean, it was in Nashville. I had to drive an hour every day. But after that, that's when like the struggles came in, and this was right before having Nevaeh. Like, so we're automatically thinking like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah. So, but you know what though, when we had her, it made me want to be a better person mm-hmm. in everything. Like, I wanted to get a better job. I wanted to work towards my goals. I even wanted to go back to school because, like, it was just hard. I was on and off with school because it was just so hard having to go to school, work, and take care. Yeah, taking care of
going to school.
I was doing going to work, going to school, taking care of Nova. I mean, not Nova, Nevaeh. I always mix the two, Nevaeh and Nova. And you know, obviously for Jay too, like he had a job, but he wanted to get a better job. So he was still interviewing for other people just to get like at least a couple more dollars, like what he was getting paid monthly. And he's just like, I need a better job. So he was trying so hard to get a better job. And it's because of our kids. Like, we tried every method. We even were selling our stuff.
Selling everything. Like, we had just moved into this apartment together, you know, right? And we were stocking it up, you know, everything was good because I had the job. And
man, but we were still having to sell. Like, I feel like he was selling all his needs. Like, he was selling shoes. He was selling
everything I had.
His Jordans. He was selling his, like, Xboxes. And I feel like he went through so many Xboxes. And the fact that, like, now that he has a whole gaming room now. He used to just sell everything that was valuable that he didn't need because we were trying so hard to provide and you know, do better. But it's like we had faith. Like, there's times where we would pray at night. We would cry at night. And it was all because of our kids. And
yeah, I don't even know the Arby's story.
Mm-hmm. They saved us, though. Like, they definitely saved us. And they are the reason they shaped us to who we are today, you know? Like, they definitely did. And
I want to say, if that didn't happen, like, that grind after losing the job was crazy.
It was a nonstop grind. And even till this day, like, we still are grinding to have the better life for them. And that's why a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, this and this and that. Like, people don't understand that, like, we literally bust our butts for those kids. Like, we just want them to have the life that we never had. And I'm glad, you know, Nevaeh, I'm thankful for all my kids. And because I'm telling you, I probably would have been somewhere in life that I didn't want to be. I probably would have been an alcoholic. I don't know. I probably would have been partying for so long, like literally drowning my sorrows while I get drunk, like, or have a party. Like, I really was I was partying just to like kind of take away all the stuff that I went through. Like, you know what I mean? I guess that's what people do. They party and they drink just to kind of like ignore all the
bad things that they went through. That's exactly how it was in
And that's why I did those things, to kind of just forget about everything in life. And it's just like, that's not the way to do it. And I'm just glad, like, mind you, I don't even like drinking anymore. I'll drink like a glass of wine and stuff. But I feel like everyone went through their party era in college. And that's why I always tell my brother, I'm like, look, the parties are cool and fun and all, but just don't get too sucked into it, because then you're going to be like me, where my GPA was low and I didn't even care. I was skipping
class. Girl, all the way low, like down to the ground low. You feel me? Like 1.2 low.
I was skipping class, but I still made it to work. That's one thing about me. Like, even though I didn't
make that money, girl,
we're just thankful for them. And like they say, that your kids are usually your saving grace, and they're definitely mine.
Your kids are your motivation.
They were my motivation just to be better and
for sure.
And who I am today. And I'm just thankful for that. And I'm thankful that we have 3 healthy babies. Like, that's all I'm thankful for. I know a lot of people keep saying, like, have your fourth one. Man, I would have like 10,000 kids if I could. But my health does come first. And I feel like there's so much stuff that I just need to start focusing on me now. Like, I have little humans that
focus on yourself, girl.
I put all my energy into my kids and still do. Yes. But I also have to take care of myself so they can have a healthy mom and I can always be here. So I think that's one of the things that I'm trying to work on this year, is focusing on me and not trying to put in my all to, you know, everything and literally get sucked the living energy out of me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because all of me, I rather give all of me to you guys than myself, and I can't do that because that's not the way that I'm gonna stay, you know what I mean? That's not good for my health. Like, I have to take care of me too. And I think that's why in that topic I get emotional. I cried this morning telling my husband, like, I have to, like, take care of myself more. Like, my body's telling me, like, you need to slow your roll, because I do so much for these kids, my husband, social media.
2024, baby, self-care.
And that's why we're taking care of ourselves. We're going on more trips, having more date nights, you know.
Yeah, we haven't, moms, you know, you know what's crazy is we've been married, right? But we have not went on a honeymoon. I know some people don't do them, but
we had a small wedding though.
We would love to do like a honeymoon type thing
after we have our big wedding.
Yeah.
We really do want to. I think the more years that go by, we talk about doing our vows and stuff, and then having a big wedding. But the more years that come by, like, I do want another wedding, but I don't need it to be huge. I would love to have like just close friends and family, and maybe do it on a beach.
Oh, the beach.
But I don't know yet. And I just would love to redo my vows.
Yeah, it would be dope. I mean, honestly, it would
be nice. And be more in, like, with our 3 babies. Like,
yeah, that would be cool, too. They can be in the wedding now.
Because we got nothing wrong to it. We got married at a small church very quickly, too. But it was because he was supposed to ship off to basic training, and then like plans changed. But I mean, we still wanted to get married no matter what. We were engaged for like a year before we got married. Mm-hmm. But we've always wanted to have a dream wedding, and I know a lot of people don't agree on it. Some people love to have weddings and stuff, and I know there's like a lot of like controversy there, but we definitely want to have our dream wedding with our kids. But it doesn't have to be like too big or whatever.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I would just love to have that one day, you know. Cause,
no, for real, I understand.
You know, it was so quick, and we had like 3 people in our. It was like 3 or 5 people.
No, well, we had a good amount.
No, but it was like a small group.
Small little.
Yeah.
2-handful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In there, you know what I'm saying? Little light work. You know what I mean?
Little light work or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can come. Y'all, if you guys want to come to the wedding. Just
that would be cool, huh? To have some of our supporters come to our wedding.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool.
That would. Yeah, I know a lot of people are like, can you guys have like your wedding? And I was like, no, because I would love to just have like new wedding photos and a wedding dress. Like, oh my gosh. I've always wanted to have like a wedding dress. I think one of my dresses was like from doo-doo. Macy's. And What did you say? You have to doo-doo?
My stomach hurt, man.
This is why I told you have
my stomach hurt.
You have IBS and you don't even realize it. It hurts every day and it's not normal. I swear, if there's a doctor that's listening
don't say that because it don't hurt every day. It's just I got a stomach ache right now.
It hurts 90% of the time. Your stomach always hurts.
It just hurts here and there, not all the time.
It was probably the dang tacos you ate last night.
I did have media tacos, guys. I'm gonna turn it up, boy. Might hit the toilet later.
What are you?
Refried beans coming out. Sorry, TMI. Sorry, guys.
Oh my god. Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, how do I, this man can never be serious for too long. Maybe for a little bit.
Yeah, we was on that serious talk. I was, this whole time, I'm like, all right, let's go.
He'd be like, all right, I need a fart.
I need to do something. Yeah, that, I need a fart. I need to get dookie, though. Or no, I was kidding. But no, yeah, all 2024 self-care, that is what we're working on. Like, hey, one time the cops pulled up to our crib and we were like,
why is the sheriff here?
I was like, babe, what'd you do? She's like, I ain't doing nothing. Go answer the door. Went to go answer the door. She was looking for somebody else. So I was like, girl, you don't have me scared like you finna come get me or something. You can't be coming up on me like that. Dang. It's like a Buddha.
You're so
That's what
crazy.
I really wanted to tell her. My ass over there shaking like I did something wrong, but I ain't do nothing wrong.
Well, why do
we do that?
Why do people, even like when you get pulled over like from a cop, why do we get so scared? Like,
but it's like,
you didn't do nothing, but you get scared and you get nervous and you're just like what the heck?
It's like, you shouldn't have to feel like that, right?
Why? You remember that one time when we were in Fort Hood and those cops just came and like they started freaking banging
on the
door.
Yo, that was crazy.
And they were hiding
like
in the side of the building.
They real deal pissed me off. It was like, this is when we first got to Fort
Hood. He said they real deal pissed me off.
Real deal pissed me off. Like they were MPs, right? Military police. They done pulled up to our crib and they were just banging on the door like they were just like trying to do something like they crazy. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I was about I was done with PT, and then they'd come banging on the door. Kids sleep. They're like, how old were they? 3.
Okay, no, Jeremiah was like about 7-8 months. He was a baby.
Exactly. They were little.
And Nova was like, not Nova. Two. Nevaeh was one.
One or two. One of them.
Well, she was one.
Anyways, we had little babies, right? And you banging on my door early in the morning like that, and they're asleep. So I'll go outside, and I'm like, what the? Are you banging on my door for? Just come outside. Do you have a, what was it? They were saying,
they heard a shotgun.
Do you have any weapons? We have any weapons on you? We got a call, da 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 da. Just come outside. No, I'm not coming outside. Why are you banging on my door?
We would literally with my just kids? Woke up, but it's because there was this thing in the back. It was the light pole?
Yeah, it was the light pole. The light pole in the back, the power tripped or whatever, and it did make a loud ass
like
sound.
Bombing sound.
And we were like, what the f-?
But it was the freaking light, it was the electricity pole or whatever.
I mean, I understand they were doing their job.
And then there was a damn freaking military spouse just down the freaking road, literally staring because she was the one.
Yeah, we came from
called.
That house.
And I was like literally looking at this bitch like, you got me fucked up. You called, and like I'm literally sitting there, like standing there with my freaking 8-month-old.
Yo,
like, you just woke up my fucking kid.
This was what was funny is that they were all pressed up on the door, right?
I hate
and as
false
soon
reports.
As when I opened the door, this is when I was like, yeah, you better back up. When I opened that door, they both backed up because they saw how big I was.
They
were
like, hold up.
And I'm not, this is when I was at my peak.
They
guys.
Was like, I don't
this
want
is
this.
When I, yeah,
ogre
this
fucking
is when I was like, I was a PFC. These guys were like staff sergeants. I didn't give a hell damn who they were. Because you're coming to, you came to my house and you're banging on my door like you wanted, something. What's up? So I had that smoke. I didn't give a damn I was a PFC. I was with that smoke. What's up?
We didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And then I was going off on them too. I was like, you literally woke up my fucking baby. Like,
yeah, they had
the wrong ones
that day.
I don't care who the fuck they were either. I was like, Jay, oh my God, sometimes I feel like my mouth is literally going to get me arrested.
No. And you know what's funny is I was in the Army, right? Is that. They can't do nothing. Gabby can say whatever she wants.
Yeah,
to say.
So I was just going. I go like
me?
I usually.
I gotta sometimes. I gotta like. I gotta bite the bullet and be like, all right.
Because he is in the he was in the Army.
Roger,
but
Sarn, I'll still beat your ass.
Me, I didn't
Roger
give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, well, they're gonna. I was like, I'm not in the Army.
Yeah, my wife is not in the Army. She will come for you, Sergeant Major, First Sergeant, whatever. She will come for you, and you don't want those problems.
I think it's just crazy. It's because like I just feel like when you're in the military, it's so I freaking hate it so much. Is that a lot of freaking people that are in the military, they literally use that rank to their advantage to treat people like shit, and it's just so annoying. Well, it's like
when there's like that meme, like you could tell who got bullied in high school.
No, yeah, but it just sucks. Is because like okay, we're still fucking human beings. You can still talk to me like a grown ass person. They talk to you like you're a little kid, and sometimes and yes, some higher rank need to do that to some of these lower rank because some of them are dumb, and I understand that. Like some of them can be like that. They can be like. You know, they don't take their job seriously. They talk shit to you and they just disrespect you. They're higher ups. And yeah, by all means, do your freaking job. But I feel like some of these, they just look down. Like my husband was a definitely 100%, like he was a PFC, but he did what he was supposed to, never got into trouble. He was basically, they called you high speed because he did everything he's supposed to. He wasn't a shit bag. He literally did everything he was supposed to. So it's like when a higher up is disrespecting you and just talking down on you as if you're nothing because of your rank, but not because of your background, like that right there is like, no, like you're
that
you're
when still... when I finally put on the stripes, I had a voice. Yeah. I finally had a voice and they listened. They would listen to me because I
wasn't... But it's just sad. Like it's like when you're low rank, that you just get treated like shit. Like there's some low rank that actually do what they're supposed to, like my husband did. I know not all low rank is shit bags. Like there's good soldiers out there, but they got treated poorly. And I think that's why a lot of freaking people don't want to stay in the military is because they don't care about you. They don't care about your family. But yes, we're thankful for them always, like no matter what, because they definitely did change our lives. But I feel like they are losing so many people, and they're probably that's why they're trying to hire not hire they're trying to recruit so many people into the military is because of all the soldiers that they're losing.
But yeah, dude really tried to pull his rank card on me when we on that thing, and I literally like told him I don't give a fuck about your rank.
And they were even holding on to the side like they were gonna shoot. Like I was like wait, bro. What? Like I hate false reports. Like
hey, what's
military
up,
spouses? Don't be freaking
put that stuff down and let's see what you.
It's
really
all
got.
Because of these dependos that call. Like I remember one time, my dog, mind you, our dog Bruno, German Shepherd, half husky. He loves to be outside, like especially when it's cold and stuff, but he was an indoor dog. Like even though he is an outdoor dog, he was indoors all the time. There was once and it was all
talking about when somebody called.
Yes,
and Bruno was outside.
Yeah, so it's like we had people watching our house. Like it's like dang, like these military spouses had nothing better to do, so I had to let Bruno out.
That was one thing about Bruno, and rest his soul. He loved being outside.
Yeah.
Like, I could not, we couldn't keep him in. He was always going towards the, so it's like, what do? We want our, the dog wants to be outside.
Well,
like,
this time around, like when I was inside and it was raining, obviously my dog still has to use the restroom. So Bruno would go to the back door and start whining when he needs the restroom. So he kind of let us know. So I let him out to go use the restroom for like a good 10 minutes. There was literally an MP that popped up talking about you need to let your dog in. I said, really? I have him out there using the restroom. I literally just got him out. I said, whoever the fuck is watching me right now needs to stop and mind their own. Like my dog has to use the restroom.
Mind your own.
Like seriously. So, my dog's not going to just pee in the house. Like he wanted to pee outside. So he's fine if he gets a little sprinkled on and he comes back in. He's an indoor dog. But anywho, we are pretty much done with this episode and we will see you guys.
Can I know how you close
what?
Out?
We're done with this episode. Bye. No, I'm kidding.
Bye guys. Get out of here. But all right, guys, that's the end of today's episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. If you guys are going to be looking for us again, stay tuned for next Tuesday's drop, baby.
Bye.
Until next time.
Bye, guys. Love y'all.
Oh, the bee.
But I don't.